This is a special recording for RPG A Day 2018, presented by Dave and Matthew, hosts of the Coriolis Effect podcast.
Hello, day four of RPG A Day. It's Matt and Dave again. So, Matthew, without further ado, what is today's question?
Today's question, and it's a weekend today, Saturday, so the slightly different style of question here, is very simple. Your most memorable non-player character?
Right. Well, over the last 40 years, there have been quite a lot of non-player characters.
But seeing we've killed most of them.
Well, if not all of them, frankly. Well, you turned it on me yesterday for day three, so I'm going to turn it back on you for this one. What's your favourite, most memorable NPC?
Okay, well, first of all, I just want to have a little bit of an irritation about this. I don't like the term NPC.
Why not?
Because the GM is as much a player as everybody else. So I much prefer the use of something like GMPC.
I think you need to find something more important to worry about, Matt, actually.
Yeah, well, I just want to get that out first. And it's partly because my most memorable GMC is a character that you played and you made something special and memorable. And if you remember, we were running the old Serenity, or you were running, I should say, the old Serenity RPG. And my character in that was a chap called Bobby Rashid, who was a kind of bounty hunter. And in the sort of backstory for that, he had got a wife. And, you know, in the way you do this, you sort of say, there's this wife character, and it kind of dangle it in front of the GM so that they can be, you know, kidnapped or assassinated or whatever, something to motivate the to get the PC into the adventure.
Story opportunities much for the GM.
That. Yeah. Sorry?
Just saying, no, story opportunities for the GM.
Yeah.
Yeah,
you turned her into a real person, though, and it turned out our marriage wasn't as happy as I thought it was. I always remember that conversation that you and I had as two fat 40-year-old blokes sitting at the bar in a casino where my wife, with her gambling addiction, was preferring to hang out rather than in the farmstead that I've been trying to set her up to take her out of all the horrible stuff that was happening in the verse, and telling me that she didn't love me, and that really hurt. And it was your playing of that character that made it so special.
Oh, it's very easy for me to tell you that I don't love you, Matt. So it's not.
Yeah.
It's not...
hey, we're going to be positive to each other.
Sorry. Yes. It was a real, I had to really draw upon all my acting skills for that one to get that one out. I do remember that. That was great. And the denouement of it, where she then ended up being.
Hold on about the denouement, because I feel I might be needing to use that in my answer to tomorrow's question.
Okay. Well, it's funny then. Okay. My most memorable NPC is actually something I've chosen from thousands of memorable ones, actually, but it was actually something that's very similar. And it was in our Fate campaign. And it was the alien that had overtaken Tony's character. And Tony had been playing that alien until the moment we found him. So his character, Charles Bennett Smythe, had been captured and transferred into an alien. And that was just such a great role-playing moment when we were doing the self-harm trick to see whether we were an alien by cutting the skin to seeing what colour the flesh was beneath. And we were doing it with Tony, fully expecting it all to be fine. And just the look on Tony's face was like, you're the alien, aren't you? And it just, excellent moment. Even though, so he wasn't truly an NPC, he became an NPC quite quickly, and then we were very lucky to kill him. But that was epic. That was really good.
Yeah, yeah. Now, that's interesting. Again, you see, that's why I feel NPC is the wrong word, because there is an NPC actually being played by another player, even the GM. And he did it so well, and you weren't genuinely
was
surprised.
Excellent. Yeah,
now,
was.
I have
it
to
was
mention about
surprise.
That game. You said previously, when we talked about Fate, you said how great Fate was because you kind of sit down around the table and you create the world and the game as a group of players. And that came out of, you know, we'd bunged some ideas around and we'd talked about First World War pilots and we'd talked about body snatchers. And I think it was you in particular that went, well, what about body snatchers of First World War pilots versus alien body snatchers? And so that was cool.
And a campaign was born.
And it sort of morphed into a sort of paranoid kind of birth of a spy agency type thing. But interestingly, Evil Hat, the minds behind Fate, have just recently released one of their, what they call Fate Worlds of Adventure. And that is called The Ministry.
Okay.
And it says, in 1958, a variety of aliens have been discovered on Earth. And these aren't comical little green men. These are diseases, mind controllers, and shapeshifters.
Right.
And it's set in England. You are members of the Ministry of Rocketry, assigned to London to defend your people against the alien threat. Face off against implacable alien threats in the Ministry, A World of Adventure by Jess Nevins. They nicked our bloody idea.
They did, didn't they? Hang on. We should at least get an honourable mention, maybe. Oh. And there's our time up again. Ah. Well,
cool.
5 minutes isn't
that long
enough.
That was two time. We're getting better at this. See you guys for tomorrow's exciting RPG A Day.
See you tomorrow.
This podcast special was brought to you by RPGGods.org and FictionSuit.org. RPG A Day is an idea from David F. Chapman of Autocratic.com, with the support of CastingShadowsBlog.com and Will Brooks. Music is by Stars on a Black Sea and used with permission of Free League Publishing.